there, jellyfolk, and welcome to another episode of Last Coin at the Arcade. We're your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Kevin.
And tonight, we are reviewing Civilization Beyond Earth.
Doesn't even have a letter after it. No V's or IVs.
No V's, no IVs, no VIs.
I know.
It's a thing all to its own.
Yeah, I guess.
Has there been other civs like that?
There was the Civilization Colonization standalone. That was way different. So yes, they've done it before.
What was that one like?
Basically, you get sent over from the New World, and you have to start your own colony and then ship stuff back to the old world. But it's Civ, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's different.
Do you put cities down?
Yeah, it's the same. Like, once you start, it's like regular Civ, but
oh, okay.
You have to, like, set up trade routes.
Instead of being a country or colony.
Yeah. But then also, you, like, set up your economy way differently. So, like, the buildings you build, if I remember correctly, you built, like, a lumber mill or, like, cotton plantations, depending on what resources you have. It was really different.
And did you give, like, sponsored country?
Yeah. You had, like,
kind of like this?
Country. Yeah. Huh? I don't remember much beyond that.
Would you say this is might be like a reimagining of...
No, not really. I mean, it just takes elements. I mean, it's, you know.
All right. Well, why don't we let the audience know, who might not, what this game is about.
Well, it's Civilization. Everybody plays Civilization.
Sid Meier's Civilization Beyond Earth sends players on an expedition from Earth to lead their people into a new frontier to explore and colonize an alien planet and create a new civilization.
Yep, that's what I heard. Essentially, it's if you played Civ 4, Civ 5.
Civ 4, Civ 5, Civ 5. It's very much similar. Take after Civ 5.
Yeah, with the hex-based
Hex-based things, and it's
no more
trade stuff. And
no stacks of doom.
No stacks of doom. And especially, did they have this? I think they did in Civ 5, where it didn't really matter if you had like a unit so much fortifying a city. Like, if the city was lost, so was that unit.
Yes, yep.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny, because in Civ, I had some fought some factions that, for whatever reason, stuck their giant unit, like each tech structure gets their own like big unit.
Yep.
And they like stuck in a city, and when the city was lost, the unit was just gone.
Well, when you have a unit in a city, it increases the city strength.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, there's a purpose for it.
All right.
Plus, I mean, that unit can still attack during turns.
Kind of.
And things.
Yeah, but they never did. I don't know why.
No, that's different. Because, yeah, if you see you'll see a move and move over, and it'll, like, increase its defense by, like, one or two.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
So, yeah, it's very similar. It's part of the X4 type of gameplay.
X4? You know. What is X4, Kev?
Explore, expand, forget the other two X's.
Exterminate?
Yes, that's one of them. Forget the other one. But, you know, it's the same thing where it's all strategy-based over time. You're trying to slowly conquer the world or reach some victory condition.
They have quests, kind of, that you have to get through
yep.
to win a certain victory.
And each one's based on the three new types of, I don't know what you want to call them,
Harmony?
Set of values.
Values are the cultural options. Like, if people are familiar with Civ 5, you can pick earn enough culture to unlock kind of governmental choices that give you bonuses to certain things. And this way, something similar, but they're called virtues. So, like, production-based or military-based or whatever. Like,
yeah, well, they have that, but I'm talking about
but you're talking about the
new type.
Yeah, I forgot what they're called.
I mean, essentially, it's how you're going to be treating that you live in. So, there's three of them. One's supremacy, one's harmony, and one is...
Purity.
Purity is like, humans are the best, and everything else can die. Harmony is like, hey, everyone, we can live together.
We can live together with the aliens. We'll become aliens.
Yeah, basically. And then I honestly can't remember completely what the third one does.
That was...
it's like a mix.
Supremacy was upgrading. It's like cybernetics.
Yeah. So like,
it's like becoming machines.
They do work with the like aliens a little bit. But they're definitely way more militaristic than Harmony.
Yeah, I think the most militaristic might be Purity.
Yeah.
But they have a lot of long range units
yep.
too. That's what I decided when I played this game I'm currently on.
Yep.
I tried a lot of different stuff out, and I failed like three times in a row. And then I read up a little bit as to like the strengths of each country that you choose.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh yeah, well if you choose like Australia, I think it's called Polystralia, which is like Australia and all these Pacific yeah. Island nations united. And they get extra bonuses to trade. So if you just build tons of trade, you're just raking money really fast.
Yeah.
And I just use that to
buy units.
Buy units and stuff and have an economy twice the size of anybody else.
So it's your standard, you know, strategy game where you start out with a single city and you grow from there.
Yeah, man.
And the ways to win.
Well, it's not exact. You have to build an outpost first, and the outpost has to grow before it can become a city that you can actually use.
Yep.
That's a little different.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's kind of similar to the old ones where, like, yes, you have a city, but at the same time, it can't do very much at first. Like, it takes a little bit of time to get a city up and running in the old games, even though they're cities, but it takes a really long time for them to build the first thing.
Yeah.
So it's about the same.
They got rid of, like, some of the early game stuff where you're just hitting next for, like, 20 turns until you actually get something.
I don't know. I found it the same early game with that. I don't know. The only thing different is, like, exploring around, I think, is a lot more valuable early game, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Well, because
you have the you know, different things you can, I don't know, exhume or...
Yeah, the explorer can... Yep. Can pick up, so like if you find a crashed satellite, there might be some goodies in it, or if you explore a ruin, you might uncover alien artifacts, or you can find an abandoned colony, then bring in new people into your hullabaloo.
Yep, and I found those a lot more valuable than the last Civ, where you'd
barbarian
just find
camps and stuff.
You might find a good military ruins, or one might get upgraded, but it definitely, for the most part, didn't influence you nearly as much as how you explore things now, because it affects whether, like, those explorations can greatly affect whether you're going Harmony or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They can depend on what victory you're going for.
Yeah, but sometimes they'd be completely random.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, in the most recent one I played, I was trying to go for, you know, really militaristic, but everything kept pushing me into Harmony. Everything that I researched in that. So I was like, fine, I guess I'll just go Harmony.
Really?
It's just pure luck of the draw.
That's weird.
I had two explorers just going around harvesting everything, and they put all my points into everything except for purity. So I was like, I guess I'm not going for purity. Yeah.
They do have some powerful units, though.
Yeah. Early game, I got a level in Supremacy and one in Harmony, so I already had a unit that was upgraded twice, which was kind of nice. And it also gave me a lot more exploration options, because if you get the first level of Supremacy, you know, you get an extra, like, what is it? What are they called? The pods that...
I don't know, I haven't done the Supremacy route before.
Yeah, it gives you an extra one of those exploration that you can spend to, you know, exhume or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you an extra one. I got that really early, and so I just kept exploring all these things that no one else got yet.
Yeah.
And it kept pushing me in the direction of Harmony, which happens.
Yeah.
So you have stuff like that. I think it's a lot more, it affects you a lot more than the old game, where it's just like, oh, look it, you got 30 gold. Hey, here's a military unit.
It's like energy instead of gold this time.
Yep.
Yeah.
But so essentially, it's the same. As you get later in the game, they have the new, like, technology web.
Yeah, you just, it's, you can get to things through other means.
Yeah. It's a lot more complicated.
Yeah.
To figure out.
They let you filter your options, which is nice, especially if you want to go for a certain victory or a certain class.
Yeah, for your units.
Yeah, for your units. So if you want to go Harmony, whatever, you can just narrow it down to those. Or if you just want to do cultural stuff or just do whatever, you know, it has that option.
Which helps, but at the same time, it's not as straightforward. I found myself thinking a lot more with that tech web, which is good compared to the old one where I was just like, well, I'm eventually going to have to get this anyway.
You ever Civ 3, I think it was? Because I don't think I had Civ 4. I would just click on the Manhattan Project, like the nukes, and it would automatically pick everything it needed to get there.
Yeah, still does that.
No, it didn't do that in, well, it did effectively in that, in which it got stuff that I needed.
Yeah.
If I did that in Civ 5, I actually found my, like, tried that, like, the first night I played. I was like, oh, I'll try that thing again, because as soon as I get nukes, then I rule the world.
Yeah.
And I ended up, like, lagging way behind because I didn't have things like roads and shit. Yeah.
But yeah, you can do that in any Civ game if you just want to, like, barrel through, but...
The web's a bit different. It's kind of... You definitely have to get used to it and figure out what... Because it's different. It's completely new.
Yep.
The web. The technologies aren't your familiar historical transition of things. It's...
Yeah.
This thing leads to nanotechnology that gives you super satellite that does this, you know...
I have issues being like, I need a ranged unit. Okay, what technology do I need? And it takes me forever to find the right one.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I need... Something like trying to figure out, okay, there's this one thing that removes, like, miasma from the map. I'm trying to find what gives my guy that ability. I can't find it because you can't, you know, it's just difficult. Right.
So satellite.
It's a lot more complicated in that aspect. But I like that. I mean, it's different. I don't want it to be the same.
I like it being different. And there's a lot less factions this time on the map.
Yeah.
Which makes the game a little... Yeah, I can definitely see them bringing out expansion packs where they add new countries.
Yeah, and they're usually really good with their expansions. I almost always get them because they're usually huge and they completely change the gameplay, which is pretty useful.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that because it's definitely kind of like on the base level at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I've never gotten as much done in a Civ game as I have in this one.
Yeah.
And I'm really close to... I've never wiped everybody off the map.
Yep.
And I am very close to doing that.
I find these games are also faster.
Yeah, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, they're not... Because before, I remember games used to take me like, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours at least.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're taking me like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, to me, a good thing.
Let you play more.
You can, I imagine, I don't know if a bigger map would actually slow the game down or not. I'm really not sure. I've only been playing on standard.
Yeah, you still have the same number of people. You can't really...
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with people just tend to hit the victory conditions a lot earlier.
Yeah, they're not... Some of them aren't... The alien one isn't all that hard to get to. It's like these really early technologies that you need to get.
Yep.
A contact victory. The only annoying part is like... Actually, no, that's it. I found out it takes 30 turns for the beacon to make contact.
Yep.
So I ended up winning my first victory with the Promised Land victory.
Yep.
The Exodus Gate. That's right.
Okay.
Where they bring humans from Earth to your planet.
I thought that was Promised Land.
That's Promised Land, yeah. But you have to build the Exodus Gate to do it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
While it's the... Shoot, I have the word. Not Exodus Gate. It's, there's one that's more militaristic. It's the one that the Supremacy one.
Yep.
Where you build a gate to go back to Earth and, like, assimilate everybody.
But yeah, there's a lot more victory conditions in this one. Mm. Before, it used to just be the 4 big ones, I think. Like, science, culture, domination, and I think there's one that's just, like, landmass or something. There's a few different weird ones.
Some different, yeah.
But for the most part...
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy, that's what it was. So there's those 4, and now there's no diplomacy. There's no real science victory. All of them... you need science to get the victories, but they're victories. Not straight-up science.
I guess the alien one would be the closest.
Yeah. But. And then I don't think there's a culture victory anymore.
Not right now, unless they add it.
Yeah, so that one is gone.
The only thing that culture really helps is give you the bonuses
and
grow boundaries, really.
Yep, and then domination is just kill everyone again. they changed, 3 of the 4 major victories to something completely different. So the game plays out a lot differently. Happiness got completely expunged.
It's like health now?
Now it's health, but health isn't nearly as important as happiness. Happiness used to like completely kill your economy if you were in the red.
Yeah,
I don't know. Now health is like, if you have like negative 10 health, you're still not doing that bad. Because it only slows down, I think, your science and your culture growth by like 10% or something.
Uh-huh.
So it's really not nearly as bad as...
Unhappy.
Didn't unhappiness slow like your production like 50% or something? Like, it's like a huge number.
Yeah, no, once you get to that level, it's really hard to get out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I need to build these things to bring happiness up, but nobody's building stuff anywhere near as fast as they used to.
Yeah, so the way I treated health originally was like happiness. So like I was like, oh man, I don't have enough health. I have to pour everything into this. And then I realized, wait a minute. It's not that big
there was
deal.
Like some things that like, there were some bonuses that
are
health related. Like I think the African Union, like, or maybe it's the Pan-Asian Coalition. Like if your health is up, then your production is increased or something like that. But it's like the first few times I played, I was having a hard time keeping it above. So I was like, I'm not going to play as that country.
Yeah, there's a few bonuses you can research through your culture. One, every bit of extra health goes towards your science or goes towards your culture. There's also a bonus to science if your health is positive. In the very beginning of the game, you can get that pretty... It's like the very first scientific one you can research with culture. So yeah, it's a lot different. I definitely like the changes. They seemed a lot more interesting. I like the new changes to the aliens and their aggression rates, where if you attack them, they become really aggressive towards you.
Yeah, they're not just barbarians. They, I have to get rid of that.
Yeah.
If you attack these early game, they're going to...
They kill you.
They'll destroy you.
Yes. And they only destroy you if you showed aggression towards them.
Them, yeah.
So it definitely changes how that kind of plays out. They're actually pretty big force late in the game. Like, they matter because they usually get left till later, unlike the barbarians where everyone just wants to kill them right away.
Yeah, and if you're the Harmony class, your units go from just soldiers to integrating aliens into...
Yep.
Into your stuff. And there's some interest, like the... the Xenotitan. This like giant centipede thing that you have. It's really terrifying when you see it on the map. Really hard to kill.
Yeah, there's a very... It's a lot different just in how they get treated, and I like that a lot better than barbarians. Even the neutral states, they're not really neutral states anymore. They're a little different. They're basically trade.
They're trade. Yeah, you get extra trade stuff from them. Instead of being like people who actually make their own units and a whole territory, it's just like one octagon of
hex.
Hex. I'm sorry, one hexagon that gives you bonus stuff if you trade with them. I ended up like definitely paying more attention to when I was Australia, especially for the trade, making sure that the other country that I wanted to trade with like had like which city had the highest number of energy I was going to get from like the trade and stuff.
So. Yep. One thing I don't like is with the trade routes though, they reset often. So late in the game, when you have lots of trade routes, it's like, yes, I want you to keep going here. It just is.
It did that in Civ 5 too. But I agree. I wish they would just go until I saw. Like, it would make sense. They would also stop if, like, you went to war with a country that you had trade with.
Yep.
That makes sense to me. I'll rearrange for that. But if I have to do it every 5 turns or something, that's just really annoying.
But it's ridiculous. It's,
especially if you have a lot of convoys that you built around the same time.
Yep.
So, like, every 10 turns, you go click, 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 click.
Yeah. It just is annoying. And they need to fix that, in my opinion.
There's a new map layer now.
Yeah, the orbital map.
The orbital layer.
Which I found it didn't really matter that much, unless I'm missing something.
I played too much with, like, the addition. I didn't do like a lot of like the solo collecting. There's ones that can speed up like your food production and your production and resource.
I use those,
gathering,
but I don't
so.
Know why it's part of another layer. Why you just don't select it on the main map? Like there's.
Yeah.
I really have no idea why there's a whole nother layer where that layer is literally not used. There's no reason to look at it.
Although I found especially right now, you can put them anywhere you want. It doesn't matter if the person has territory that you're not affiliated with, and it is useful to use those strategically. Like right now, I'm trying to conquer the American Reclamation Corporation or something like that. I just call them America. Whatever country it's supposed to be affiliated with, I'm just like, that's America. And they put up so many damn solar collecting satellites to increase food production that like I can't deploy either orbital lasers or planet crushers so I can easily knock out their cities or their units.
Can like you destroy their...
Yeah, but you have to be within one tile.
Okay.
Unless it's... there's one unit that I was actually able to go pretty far distance with. I forgot what it was. But you have to have like your artillery parked around. There might be bonuses you can get that increases that, but...
Yeah.
So, like, if I was going to go in and clear all these satellites out so I can put a thing over their city, I had the city by then.
I know for this game, online play is pretty much the same as the old ones. It has the same issues where eventually if you get late enough in the game, it desyncs, and there's lots of issues with that still, even though they never fixed in the last one. I don't know if those will ever get fixed either. I've never been a huge online fan of this game, just series, because it doesn't really work that well.
It's really slow.
It's really slow.
Like, you have to wait. You get around it by what everybody has to finish. Is there a time?
You could do simultaneous turns, and I can't remember if you can do it with this game as well, which helps speed the game up for a lot of people.
How does that work?
Everyone just moves at the same time.
What if you're like, so you can't like attack?
You can attack. It just all happens in real time. That's how it works. I don't know if they have it in this one. I actually did not check. I just was reading up online about the differences.
Do you just wait for everybody to finish their turn? If it gets,
For simultaneous, every unit moves like it normally
moves.
Yeah. It's just all the same.
But then you have to wait for that last guy to finish his.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just all take your turns out at the same time. It's not that complicated.
It's the most complicated thing in the world, Kevin.
No, it's very simple, Lucas.
No, Kevin.
Very simple.
I had to do
mental
very complicated math to figure this out.
Overall, I like the game. If you like the previous saves, you're going to like this. If you didn't, you're not going to like it. Pretty much the same deal.
So you don't think it's good for a newcomer?
Well, if nobody's played them before, you don't know if you like the series, so. I'd probably recommend, if you're a brand newcomer to this series, I'd probably recommend Civ 5 first. It's just, it's easier to wrap your head around it.
There's a lot there, too.
There's a lot more. Plus, you can get it for cheap about this time. And if you decide you like it, move on to Beyond Earth.
I mean, there's a lot of people, there's been some Rick's reactions to this game.
You have a terrible memory today.
Yeah.
It's like the fifth time where you can just, like, freeze and say, what's the word?
What am I doing? But yeah, when it came out, there was like some mixed reviews. It was like, yeah, it's a lot of people. There was a few people saying that said, I was like, yeah, it was kind of weird. They said, I don't think that this is not the best Civilization game made. But then again, all the Civilization games are really good. So that's not saying much.
Yeah. A lot of people said the same thing about Civ 5 and Civ 4. Everyone, like, every single time I've seen one of these released, they don't get like glowing reviews right in the start. They never do. But what people always love about them is the first expansion. They really listen to what their fans want, and then the first expansion completely like makes the game mm-hmm. what it is. It was the same with Beyond the Sword when that came out, just completely changing that game, and like, oh, man, it's just, it adds so many more layers usually.
Yeah, I wonder what they'll, wonder if, it'd be nice to see the aliens you're contacting get injected a little bit more, if that's kind of, that'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, I would like to see actual, like, alien races that you could start as.
Yeah, I wonder if that might become a...
That would be interesting. I know that in this game there's no religion or really politics. They took
yeah, I would like to see some kind of politics thing, because just everybody's kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah, kind of, I mean, I guess the religion was basically replaced by the new different types, you know, supremacy, harmony, like...
Yeah, but it would be kind of cool to try and persuade other countries to follow your harmony. All you get is, like, a country that says, I don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
I hate you. You're like, okay, basically. What am I supposed to do with that?
What else was there? I'm trying to remember. Oh, they have... espionage is in the game.
Yes, and that plays a bigger role.
Yep.
You can do a lot more with that. You want to pay attention to it. You can steal a lot of money.
Yeah, it's the same as before, where you steal money, research, technologies, or delay production.
Incite a riot.
Yep.
Take a city over.
So yeah, it's the same as what it was in the previous Civs.
Yeah, in the previous Civs, I didn't really pay much attention to it. This one I did a lot more, though, because you get a lot more money and stuff. But there's actually one, the American faction, that's their specialty, is espionage.
Yep, and I think it's about it. All I can
is it Kevin? Is it?
That's all I can think about.
All you can think about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went over every aspect.
Yeah. Sure.
Except for the final numbers. People like numbers.
Numbers? Numbers and letters?
People like numbers. That's numbers, why we're going to put letters, a number on this game.
Letters and numbers.
A very solid number on a game.
All right.
Because people only like numbers. So Lucas, what do you
I
think?
I feel like, well, at the current level, I feel it feels like a 4.5 to me right now. But I feel like it could become a 5 once the expansion pack comes out.
Yeah, I can see that. I give this a 4. I like what they changed. It's definitely new stuff I haven't seen before. But it still has its flaws. There's a few things that like irk you, like setting up trade routes over and over again, or just managing of certain things that I don't feel like managing anymore. The tech web is a little too overwhelming, I feel. It's not...
I think maybe after a few times of playing, you start memorizing.
I played it a few, but again, it's like, if you want to try something new, it definitely takes a long time to like figure out exactly what you want to do. So I feel that probably needed to be implemented a little bit better, but that's, you know, those are really my only gripes. It's not like a huge deal. It's more just like, man, I wish this was just a little kind of... A little better. So I give this a 4 out of 5. Then you play the sound effect. There we go. So you're giving it a 4 or a 5, Lucas.
I'll give it a 4 right now.
Copycat.
I'm at a 4. Copycat. But I feel like I could revise it once an expansion pack comes out.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that was our opinions. Why don't we see what the other critics have to say?
Oh, man.
What were you taking this time, Kevin?
We gave it the same, so we can't... How do we do this? You liked it better. You were going to give it 4.5, so you got to take the better one.
All right, so...
No, we do the worst first. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
I know. I'll just...
Well, then your screen's all small. Wow, that person really hated this
game. No, it's quite a...
Oh, God, it's a paragraph. I'm so screwed.
I can get bigger.
No, it's just too many words. I'm going to do this, guys. Wish me luck. So this review came in from 2:45, and they gave it a 40 out of 100. Here's what they had to say about the game. All the decisions I've made have snowballed into a massive, unwieldy clockwork of inconsequence, lumbering towards an inevitable conclusion like a great Katamari ball, consisting of all those little decisions, none of them steering in any meaningful way, but each of them leading the monstrosity a tiny bit of mass. What?
Lending.
Jesus Christ. let's cut this in at the comma. But each of them lending the monstrosity a tiny bit of mass. Then the ball reaches this requisite mass. once, and a screen tells me I've won. And I'm back at the main menu. No recap, no score, no breakdown, no map to admire, no ranking. Poof! Which I think we forgot to talk about. There is no
That's a bummer. Yeah, that's something that's been kind of a staple of completing a game. You get to see your accomplishments.
And I agree. I don't agree that it's 4 out of 10 for that, but I agree that they need a summary screen at the end.
I feel like they might add that in an expansion pack.
They better do it before an expansion pack. I don't want to pay money for that. I really hope that's just a standard patch-in, that they just didn't have time to add it. I mean, it's been a staple of every Civ. There's never been a Civ that hasn't had a summary screen.
And there's like, I feel like the Alien Contact victory is kind of like the Space Age victory. Like, you know, space when it was like, when you complete that, that's when you go to space and you get the very special video. Like, there's no video. It's just like, it shows...
Yes, there's absolutely no videos. It's literally the vanilla screen with just like a paragraph
and that narrator is saying the narrator from the beginning video, which is actually quite nice. I like the intro video is critical, but
and in fact, the first time I didn't know I lost from reading that screen. You can't tell, and you had no idea who beat you either. So I had to go all the way back. Like, I looked at the top scores just to figure out, I did lose. And I lost to this. But it's
weird. I don't know why.
It's unorthodox.
They must have had some tight deadline. They just couldn't
put it in,
I don't know.
So, you read the next one, Lucas.
This comes from IGN Italia. They give it a 91 out of 100. Beyond Earth is Civilization 5 with a new soul. It delivers a bright, perhaps too optimistic view of the future, but its great design will set the goalpost four times.
4x.
Oh. I don't know what this is talking about.
4x. It's the genre I was talking about. That's
Okay. Yeah. But its great design will set the goalpost for 4x in years to come.
Yep.
Bink.
Now you know the name of these genres.
Okay, so...
It's not an RTS, and it's not, like, turn-based combat, so people call it 4X.
I was kind of calling it, yeah.
Expand, exterminate is the last one. I can't remember the third one.
Economy?
No.
Educate?
No, X. It starts with an X. EX. All right,
I'm going to have to look this up. All right. Exploit.
Exploit.
Explore, expand, exploit, exterminate.
There we go. We got this down.
Got it, man.
4X.
Got it, dude.
So exploit would be like getting people to attack other people for you, or espionage.
Which is fun.
Yeah, yeah.
I played one. I noticed that France and China weren't getting along. And I was like, well, China's kind of bugging me. They're taking too much territory. I think I'm going to declare war on them and take some of it back. And I asked France if they wanted in. And they're like, yeah.
And then they don't do anything.
Or I say, like, there's countries on the other side of, like, the globe, and they're like, oh, this person's really angering me, and like, oh yeah, they're kind of bugging me, they keep sending me death threats all the time, but I don't care because they're far away. And like, they're like, do you want to join the war? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll join the war. And the war comes. And like, are you gonna join me? He's like, yeah. And I just sit there and don't contribute and let them annihilate each other.
It's a good way to do it, man.
Cool.
So I think that's it for this week.
That's it for this week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Jelly Folk, thanks for listening to this episode of Last Coin at the Arcade. If you enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you go to our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe.
Terrible at this.
You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help in the show. If you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter at jellycast. And finally, thoughts, words, comments, questions, a game you think we should talk about? Send it away at email psychojellyfish.com. Leave it in the comments.
You're terrible. Why do we pay?
Keep it psycho.
Yeah, you itch my mic. Caress it gently.
You know what it likes.